This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I would probably think that stock market crashing would be the highest possibility. Of course, I'll obviously rule out alien invading the country, but I also believe there's a lot of tension in the air.
PM. It's Uma and Ezra on the all-new evening edition. We've been receiving all sorts of messages via Twitter and WhatsApp. We got an interesting one about a story we spoke about earlier about mosquitoes, Uma.
That's right. So someone asked, is it true that people with blood type O attract mosquitoes more than others?
Now, Uma, I'm no doctor. You're no doctor. But you come from a family of doctors.
Well, I do, but I've never asked them that particular question. So I turned to the interwebs.
And what did the interwebs say?
Believe it or not, yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I was shocked. I thought it was a myth, but apparently it wasn't. Nature magazine, 1972, published a study by Corinne Shea Wood and others that shows that mosquitoes preferred biting people with type O blood. And then in 2004, they showed the same results using a different species of mosquitoes. Now, our experts said that mosquitoes are attracted to different odors, but how can they tell what type of blood a person is? Well, some people secrete sugars related to their blood type. And the study published in the July 2004 Journal of Medicine Entomology, Journal of Medical Entomology, divided the test subjects into groups according to whether or not they were secretors. And those who were blood type O averaged 83.3% more mosquito landing rates. Have you ever heard the phrase mosquito landing rates before?
And also, I was hanging on for dear life once you mentioned Nature magazine, 1972. But thank you very much
for
that fact check.
You're welcome.
Uma, now in this next story, we talk about how Malaysians think 2018 could be a year of stock market crashes and alien invasions.
K-Sera, Sera.
Slightly,
I love how we went with
morbid
Sera, exactly.
It's like notion of how 2018 is going
to
pan
out. Okay, la, if we got to die, we got to die, la.
Well, you know, more than one in four Malaysians, or about 27% polled, are concerned over a possible terrorist attack in the country this year. This is according to a study conducted by global market research firm Ipsos.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? There's a whole bunch of statistics in this market research, and you know, 28 countries, including Malaysia, shared their predictions of their year, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Malaysia ranked 13 out of the 28 when it comes to concerns regarding a local terrorist attack.
Right.
I'll give you just as a benchmark. Mm-hmm. Great Britain was most worried, with 65% poll saying that they were most afraid of a terrorist attack. Right. However, we came out top. I mean, I love this. Our biggest concern was a stock market crash.
Oh, well,
51% actually believed and are afraid that that might happen.
Well, that's interesting. And I think, I wonder if it's got to do with a little sense of nostalgia and muscle memory when we think about, you know, the 97, 98 financial crisis.
Bad nostalgia, not a good one.
It's not good at all. But I think that's a reference point in which people are concerned about, because the economy is something that a lot of people are talking about right now. And there's, a concern about that bubble bursting in all sorts of different ways.
48% of Malaysians also believe that there might be a war between the United States and North Korea. And that is something that would be imminent in 2018.
Oh dear.
Well, I know, right?
To find out more about this survey, we head straight to the source. Aaron Menon, the head of public affairs at Ipsos Malaysia, joins us on the line. Aaron, thank you for being with us on the evening edition. Now, what can you tell us about Malaysians' predictions and how they compare to predictions that are being made globally?
We can see there's a bit of a similarity. The top two predictions are quite similar, that the Malaysians and the general global audience do agree that the average global temperature will increase and China will be world's biggest economy. That's something which Malaysians and the general world agree. Something where we find it a bit surprising for Malaysians is that around half of the Malaysian audience that we have surveyed believe that there's going to be a major global stock market crash. That's not a major concern shared widely across the globe. For the third main reason for the global audience will be the influence of Russia, which they generally see increasing, which is not probably a main concern for Malaysians.
And was there further exploration by Ipsos to find out why Malaysians are particularly concerned about a volatile stock market?
We do. We did have some exploratory study among some of the respondents who part of the survey. There is few believe that for the economy, there is a cycle of 10 years. So they have seen that in 2008 and they have seen it in the previous 10 years, 97, 98 period. So they believe that there is going to be a cycle. But I think that's a notion which is quite specific to Malaysia, not shared across the globe. So that's one thing which we see. And also the fluctuating economy in Malaysia, that part also led to that belief.
All right. And so I guess, you know, now it takes up a relatively small part of the survey, but we did see that 1 in 10 citizens across the globe predict that aliens will be visiting us this year in 2018. How did aliens make it onto the survey again?
So what we did is that we look into the Q4 of 2017, some of the major concerns or major issues that have been widely discussed across the world. So there's a list of things that we check with the global audience, around 28 countries, around 21,000 respondents. And we want to keep something funny as well. So some of the discussions at that point, if you remember, at that point, there were some U.S. media discussions about the FBI monitoring of aliens and stuff. So that we thought, okay, this might be a funny twist to our survey. So that's what we add. But funnily enough, around 13% of the global audience believe that aliens will visit Earth in 2018.
Yeah, Arun, I'm pretty sure I'm part of that 13%. Now, overall, Malaysians were highly optimistic about 2018. 77% believe that 2018 will be better than 2017. Now, where does this optimism come from?
This is an optimism which we see being widely shared across the globe. Around 76% of the global population are very optimistic of 2018. We have seen two trends on it. Most of the emerging market, that include the LATAM and India and China, they have positive expectations on the global economy doing better in 2018. So that's something which is triggered. Some of the markets, that includes Malaysia as well, believes that 2017 was a very bad year for them, and they are hoping 2018 is going to be far better than what they have gone through in 2017. So that is actually leading to this optimism.
Fair enough, Arun. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. That was Arun Menon talking us through some of the results from their latest survey on Malaysians and their predictions for 2018. If you have anything to say, call us at 03-771-09000.
I have to say, our own BFM poll kind of lines up.
Is that
12%?
Right? Your 10-minute poll, is that right?
Yep, 12% are saying alien invasion.
Yeah.
We outnumber the Ipsos poll. 40% more people are afraid of a terrorist attack. 32% a stock market crash. But, you know, it's increased. Now 16% are actually scared of Dracula.
Well, we have Victor on the line. Hi, Victor. Tell us what you think about this story.
Good evening, Uma.
Hey, good evening, Victor.
3 points. Actually, about the survey, sometimes I just wonder why I never get asked. So, what is the sample size? Do they take only 100 people? I mean, that is why you come up with 13% instead of 13.3%. So there is point number one. Point number two is about this alien invasion.
Yeah.
In a way, I quite welcome it because I think probably that would be the only time that we people of the Earth united together to try to repel the
macam invasion. Independence Day dengan Will Smith lah.
Yeah, otherwise I think people of the Earth, I mean, has been fighting each other for the longest time.
This is true. Well, what's your third point, Victor?
Yes, the third point is if there's an alien invasion, Malaysia will be really put on the map because our very own Dr. Mazlan Osman, I think she was tasked with the job to communicate with
you
aliens.
Are right, but, correct.
But I understand she has she has retired on the
yes she has
2014, so aliens should have invaded earlier.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you very much, Victor. And he's right.
Dr. Mazlan Osman was part of the UN team.
That's right. Folks, we've got some music coming up, but keep your calls coming in to 03-771-09000. Elvis Presley, Hound Dog, BFM 89.9.
Thank Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.